and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes none of that. I remembered that after all these years. It's been years. It's been decades. I don't even know where to begin, but it's the beginning of 2023. It's a new year, new me. Is that that's the phrase, right?
New year, new me. Sure.
I'm Eric Eagle, pizza party punk podcast promoter guy, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Jessica.
Hi.
Artist lady, we've known each other a long time, I would say, most of our lives at this point we've been together. Damn, really getting up there. Really starting.
Yeah, when decades start feeling not so long, getting up there.
I was just looking over stuff today because, you know, it's like you do at the end of the year, especially when you have social medias, you got the Instagrams and all that kind of shit you go through, start looking at, you know. What kind of year did I have? What kind of people were I spending my time with? It was a pretty good year. It was a pretty fun one. I think that we had 2022 for the most part. I mean, you know,
It was the best year we've had in multiple years.
Yeah, it was pretty groovy. We went to some really cool shows. We saw some stuff. We got to see Sleaford Mods together. It's like our kind of music. Nobody that's listening to this has a clue what Sleaford Mods is, but they're goofy. Maybe you would like it.
No, I didn't even know what type of music they were until Spotify told me I liked some.
Right.
Promote yourself, look like a cunt, vodka parties, cushion walls in a shit club. I ain't bothered where it goes, I got a job. I'll rot away in the aisles of the co-op, mate, no prob. French fancies, Mr. Kipling acid dances. Let's laugh at local record plants, elitist dippies, arrogant cunts. Ian Beale.
And as far as the podcast goes, you know, not a lot of podcasting went down. We probably did more pizza parties than we did podcasts this year. But you know what?
Pick those on your hand, your podcast.
That's how you keep a brand alive. You know what I mean? Is just by, you know, throwing the occasional pizza party, putting the logo on the thing. And it's like, yeah, it's still a thing.
You kept it on life support?
Kept it on life support through pizza. Through pizza and you know, heavy metal bands and stuff. It was four shows. We did four shows this year. They were all really cool. Wall Creeper was a part of all of them. I love those dudes.
Absolutely.
It started off last January, ended in December. You had a couple there in the midst. You know, got to work with Radiant, got to work with Mike Burns and the homies in Avowal on that first show. And then we did the, Rubber City Tattoo Invitational.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a neat little thing. We did a pizza party. Wall Creeper did it with us. Something involving a monkey, Cheap Heat, old friends. They did the very first ever pizza party with Wall Creeper and Goose. Good old Cheap Heat. No! What a fucking weird, wild band that was.
They were a fun band. I enjoyed finding them this year because I was not hip to them prior to that show.
And I don't know how. Like, I feel like I would have, like, somehow slid something involving Monkey. They've been around for, like, 10 years plus.
I think that some of their songs sounded familiar, but I don't think I, on a personal level, was hip to them at all.
Sure, yeah. But after seeing them live, you are quite the fan?
Yeah, I have the hoodie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, no, I like you. I have your hoodie. Or I was cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but anytime you're willing to spend $30 or more on a piece of merch from a band, that's like them. That's a real commitment.
The fridge is full of food and there is nothing to eat. 1,013 emails that I have to delete. Can't return my purchase because I lost the receipt.
First world problems, son of a bitch.
Finally got Sweaty Mammoth to come play a pizza party this year. That was fucking awesome of them. They're just one of my favorite bands, period. Like, not the heaviest until they want to be.
I like that, you know, they're not not always super heavy, but that they can be.
Yeah,
they can. My favorite kind of music isn't the heaviest of the heavy, even though I do like some select heavy of heavy.
Yeah.
I think I get labeled a metal girl, but I'm probably not the most metal of people that think they're metal girls.
You know that Cannibal Corpse is cool. This much I know about.
I know Cannibal Corpse is cool.
I came in the other day and you had your like your hippie sweater on or whatever you were dealing with, and blasting out of your pocket when I came in was "The Time to Kill Is Now" by Cannibal Corpse, and I was like, oh, okay. You're just walking around with death metal just screaming out of your pocket. What was going on there?
I was like cleaning up and doing some things. And a lot of times if I'm listening to Spotify, if I'm not just in the living room or something, I'll put my phone in my pocket and I just walk around like a kid from the 80s with boom boxes on my shoulders, only it just blares from my pocket.
The Apocalyptic Fist of the Black Death, they fucking joined on with that show. Been a fucking lover of their stuff for years. Got to finally meet V and just pull all this dude. Christmas pizza party, which is honestly probably the last pizza party that I'm going to do for at least a year.
Yeah, like, if you don't do a pizza party in 2023, you should at least do the Christmas pizza party for 2023.
You think so?
Because, yeah, I think it's a great way to kind of cap off the year.
Right. It felt like that this year, too. It was cool. It was nice that we saw a lot of old friends.
I think it's felt like that the last few years, because the first one was, like, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right before that good old pandemic.
Yeah. I really like the Christmas pizza parties a lot. Like, if you don't do other pizza parties, do the Christmas pizza
Christmas
party.
Just feels
That's
right.
That's the end of it.
It feels right. And thank you to Annabelle's for fucking setting up an awesome night, dude. Like, the vibe the entire evening was great. You know, they got the arcade deal going on down in the basement with the pinball machines. They lit that bitch up with Christmas lights. And, like, if you've never been to Annabelle's, it really is, like, the basement area. You know, there's no actual stage. It's more like a dance floor. Band kind of takes up half that dance floor, right?
Right.
Like, it's not like an elevated type stage. And it's kind of just like a room for entertainment. You know what I mean? Like,
I love the downstairs. It's a perfect little vibe it's got going on there.
Punk rock stickers everywhere. You got every sticker under, you know, under the seat. Yeah, there's... Every time I go there, I always spot the Jim Kanye sticker, RIP, and I always step, 100,000 leagues under my nutsack.
Yeah.
After fucking decades, still, you still get those fucking stickers everywhere. Perfect vibe. We had a Vow opened up, two-piece. I like them as a two-piece. I'm going to keep screaming this to the fucking heavens. I think that...
Are they trying not to be a two-piece?
Yeah, well, they went through a phase... Well, I say a phase. Like, they went through a phase where they had a bass player and stuff. But, you know, like, people busy, whatever the fuck. The bass player, I believe, is the dude from Foul Spirits. Like, solid dude, solid player. But, like, sometimes...
Time gets split thin.
You want to see something different, you know what I mean? And she's shredding, and she's fucking screaming, and then Wally Howe, one of the fucking most entertaining drummers. It's like if Anna kind of came to life, right?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I can see that. Like, when he's drumming,
yeah,
it's animated.
He's just so, yeah, and so it's very, you only have two things to choose from visually, right, that you're looking at, and you got her, which is great to look at visually, and you have Wally, great to look at visually, both very attractive people.
They're entertaining. Yeah, I hadn't got to see them before. You've seen them before.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was on kid duty, which is lovely. I like kid duty, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I hadn't seen them, so I didn't realize that it wasn't just the two of them always.
Yeah.
I should pay more attention, but I don't. Pull your big penis out, chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. You're kicking ass, nothing to lose. You'll be banging all the ladies, also all the dudes. Fruit stripe gum, if you don't chew it, you're a piece of shit.
Fucking Wall Creeper crushed it as always. They got to play second, which was nice, because normally I'm like, you guys are headlining. There's no other way, but this time around I wanted to switch it up a bit, and it's the first time I got to meet the dudes from Atomic Witch.
They all seem really nice, and I love that shirt so much so that after you got yours I had to go get one too.
Yeah, the long sleeves. And the long sleeves, they cost a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? But we were like I saw it and I was like, I'm getting that for myself. I'm getting this record for my kid. Because, you know, our teenager, our 17-year-old, he's got a vinyl collection, because I can't do the vinyl.
We would be poor if he had a vinyl.
That's
record.
That's real as fuck. Like, and the record that they got that just dropped last November, I believe it was November 19th of 2022, called "Crypt of the Sleepless Malice," which was the album cover is the thing that's on the shirt that we got. Because first of all, death metal bands and thrash metal bands, something about metal bands and long sleeve t-shirts, the fucking coolest look ever. I was just looking into a Cleveland band called 200 Stab Wounds, trying to find one of their long sleeves. Sold out. Fucking death metal bands, they got the coolest long sleeve shirts. So cool that we bought two of them. The album cover for that, the record, Sleepless, what is it? Crypt of the Sleepless Malice. Same deal. It's just fucking cool looking. And now our 17-year-old has it. And I think a lot of people should have it. In fact, I'm about to play a song from Atomic Witch. Check this out. I'm going to play Love Curse off the new record, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fucking Don Austin show. Speaking of Wall Creeper, they're on that. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Time's gone.
One, two, three. We're back! And that was the new Atomic, Witch song. And I love Curse.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was. What could you imagine if it sucked? I just look like a liar over here.
We came back, I'm just like, boo. That wouldn't happen.
So on the next episode that we're doing, here soon, Friday the 13th. Oh shit, that's Friday the 13th? Oh shit.
Did you not realize that it was on a Friday the 13th?
Fuck me, dude. I have to work at a tattoo shop on Friday the 13th.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's like our fucking... Goddamn, I just realized. Well, you know what? After I get out of work. I was like, man, I already asked Chuck if he'd work it for me and shit. That's some shit. On this episode of Keeping It 99, Eagle realizes that he has to work. He has to. You know what I'm saying? It's like
because it's that day.
It's that day.
Chuck's great and all, but he can't handle that day without like
who wants to do it by themselves without me?
They need an eagle for sure.
Fuck
that day.
Maybe I can still get out of it. Just sneak out. You think Rich and the rest of the people at the shop would appreciate that?
You might be able to like do like a majority of the day and then have like, you know.
I don't know. That's gonna be a rough one. Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, man. That's wild. That just
Do you guys have sales and stuff going on that day? Because it's tattoo.
Of course. It's a big tattoo day. Yeah, it's like our fucking, you know, yeah. It's like our Christmas. You do a bunch of little fucking black cat tattoos that have 13 on them.
Which venue is the Don Austin show at?
It's down at Musica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's not too far from where I'm at.
It's not too far. It's not as convenient as if it was next door, but, like, also.
Yeah, it's on 51 East Market Street, which is, like, West Market becomes East Market. Have you heard Don Austin? You ever fucks with Don Austin?
So, there's part of me that assumes, because I'm your wife, that I should have probably heard Don Austin.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell you anything Don Austin other than that Larry is in Don Austin. And I understand that his persona is he's kind of dicky.
His persona is that he's kind of dicky?
Like, in the band. He has a frontman kind of...
His personality is that he's a dick.
Well, I don't think that Larry is a dick in life. You know?
I don't think
that Larry's a dick.
Such a dickhead. This would be. It's fantastic, right? Badass.
Yeah, this is the type of music that makes you want to get in the pit and do those weird kick circle kick things that kids do. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. Those things that those fucking whippersnapper kids are doing these days.
Yeah, like not the regular pits, but the flippy pits.
The swing punch pits.
The swing punch.
I got punched. Kids. Some dude, I got... So Wall Creeper's last set that they did, right, at the pizza party. Wall Creeper. Sean went in, the singer, he went and grabbed the giant jug of water. That's like a giant Gatorade.
Yeah, the Gatorade.
Fucking, you know what I'm saying? There's a mentality that goes with some of these bands where they're not going to let you fucking not notice them. Wall Creeper starts getting fucking a little bit more hype. Some more people start fucking catching on to it. One homeboy that's there, right? Dude's one of those cats. He's that cat. He's the swing around fucking the arm windmill shit.
Yeah.
Windmill, I got a kick here. And they kick high.
They do.
They kick so high.
They're not shin kicking you. Like, they're like abdomen kicking you, shoulder kicking you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta like block feet from faces kicks.
But the song, I forget what song it was, but it comes on and it just takes over. And you can't help it. You know, I'm gonna get involved in this one for a second. And you see a couple of the other homies and shit, they're in it. And Windmill Guy is like, fuck it. What's crazy too is Windmill Dude is standing up front like the whole set. And he's just like nodding and agreeing. It's like, they're like, he's just like, here's a nice piece of shit. And he's like, that's right.
Yeah, you didn't Great expect job. Him to be Windmill Guy.
No. And then, yeah, it was just like, surprise! You know, I'm the guy. This dude fucking punched me in my chest three times before I was like, all right. I had to like grab his wrist and be like, stop. Just stop. But it was just like out of nowhere. Like I stood there and it was just like, bam, bam, bam. I was like, what the fuck, dude? And he did it from behind him. So he was just like swinging backwards and then fist right to the center of my chest. And not that it hurt because I'm a tough dude.
Right.
I work out. I lift a lot of weights. My chest hurts. My chest is a very strong chest. It's very, very, very strong. So I took it. But I right after that, I was like, well, I gotta go because this dude's like, obviously, he's gonna fucking. Anytime I ever see that shit. Up. Anytime I ever see that shit in a pit, I'm like, oh, I can't. Because I'm from the old school, like the new metal era of going to shows where it's push pit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I push you. I can push you real. I can push you real far. Push you really hard.
People fall down, then you pick them back up. And you push each other all over again. Get in the pit and try to love someone.
I want to do spin kicks.
Oh, yeah, it's always a good time. And, like, I would want to do spin kicks, too. Mm-hmm. I don't get into wall creeper pits. I don't think I'm built for that as an older lady. but I will still stand by their pits, you know, and darn well, like, you know, you're always at a hazard if you put yourself by any pit. But I got taken out in their pit the other day, too. I wasn't in it. I got taken out by Blue Shirt. And I was like, that's what I get. Like, I'm standing by... I was standing by the pit, like, I...
Shout out to Blue Shirt.
Shout out Blue Shirt, you know?
But we'll get more into that. We're going to get more into that on the next episode. I'm going to have some of the Don Austin guys on the show. We're gonna talk a little bit more about that. But before we go, I was thinking about talking about Pantera, but we're going to save that one. You did get me Pantera tickets.
Did get you Pantera tickets.
We're going to see them with Metallica. In
Detroit on your birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mammoth Van Halen's opening up for that. You know anything about that?
Mammoth Van Halen?
Yeah. So, Eddie Van Halen has a kid named Wolfgang.
Okay.
Wolfgang.
I did know that he had a kid named Wolfgang.
Kid can play. You know what I mean? His dad's fucking Eddie Van Halen. It's really shitty music. And they're opening up. It's really bad. Dude, it's terrible. I fucking hate it.
I haven't heard it.
I can't even pretend to get into that shit either. I tried. And I was just like, fuck this. And so, there's that. The reunited Pantera, which I'll be talking about all year long. It's gonna probably get to a point of fucking, you know, just people are gonna get sick of it because I'm gonna have so many different fucking things to say. But as far as like wanting to see that lineup on my birthday of all fucking days in Detroit with Metallica, fucking 12-year-old me right now thinks that fucking old ass me is the coolest dude in the world. So I'm stoked. Like I can't give a shit. And here's my declaration. As long as Phil Anselmo doesn't say anything, if he says one thing, one more thing that makes him cancelable, I'm out. I'm not going to go. I'm going to be like, you know what? I can't support
it. I did get the insurance on our ticket. So if that were to happen.
If he says something racist, we're fucking good. Gone.
Yeah.
I'm not supporting it. But I feel like he's had a good track record. He's had a good run.
Of behaving himself. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know, every episode that comes out, we're going to do a little Phil tracker. We're going to make sure that he's keeping, staying on the up and up.
Oh, that's fun. I was like...
Episode one, so far, he's been good. We'll pull your big boobies out, chew some fruit stripe gum. The taste will make you come. Make it happen. Get your kids. Chicks, fruit strap gum. If you don't chew them, you're a piece of shit. Before we go, while reunions have been a topic, man, one of the shows that we saw, my favorite show of all time, straight up, we got to see the Misfits with Glenn Danzig and Dave Lombardo on drums.
We looked like
So to paint the picture, we went to Riot Fest. It was our second Riot Fest out in Chicago. We got to see a bunch of really cool old fucking punk bands that I've always wanted to see. A lot of bucket list bands for me. I got to see The Descendents for the first time. I got to see Fear. They performed the record. Fear was fucking amazing.
That was awesome.
There was all kinds of fucking cool things going on. You know, Action Bronson, Coolio, R.I.P.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, that was fucking great, right? Mm-hmm. Fucking, you know, the Nine Inch Nails. And I got to hear My Chemical Romance. And I knew a couple songs. I don't give a shit for
it. I didn't know any My Chemical Romance songs until that weekend.
I don't listen to that shit. Because, you know, I'm way too fucking cool. But the Misfits fucking... That set that we saw that night was, for me, from my perspective, the greatest show that I've ever seen in my life. And we went there with my cousins, the twins, and their husbands. Yep. We're all kind of in the same age range. Well, like, I'm fairly certain that me and Brian, my cousin-in-law, were the only ones that were like, that was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You guys had an excellent time.
It sounded overwhelming. Like, it was, like, overstimulating.
It was for...
sensory overload.
It was... We were so close. We were pretty close to the stage. And it was very, very bright. There were lots of lights going all over the place. The whole set. So I couldn't watch it directly. I would occasionally look up at that big ass
optical migraines.
I did good though. I had my it was dark out.
Yeah.
But there were all lights, so I wore my sunglasses at night. I took my pills and I hid behind you from the light protection.
Yes.
And I would occasionally look up to see what was going on, but I predominantly didn't actually watch the show as much as I listened to the show and would occasionally look up at the big screens to see what was going on.
Yeah.
But I did have a good time. I also was aware that I looked miserable.
You looked like you were having the worst.
But I made an announcement that I was having a good time.
I got stuck in this mindset during their show. Like, I don't know, maybe it was like just one or two songs in where I was just so captivated because the nostalgia really kicked in, the whole desire to want to see them, and then on top of it, Glenn Danzig was having a blast. Glenn, so you expect, because you always hear stories, he's almost like an enigma. You know, not many people can really say that they've seen, you know, Misfits with Danzig or Danzig in general. Like, it's not like he's traveled a lot or toured as much as other musicians in the past fucking 30 years, right? His personality is so fucking far out there. Everything about him, very enigmatic. And we saw him just knowing that, like, he could easily just walk off stage.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were gonna get. The only time I became concerned, like, is he gonna flip, was when he got a little bit irritated that people didn't know oi, 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 which I found humorous.
Yeah, he found himself in a really good mood.
Yeah, he was having fun with it.
He was like your cool uncle who was just like, I'm gonna tell, hey, you cool if I tell you a slightly offensive joke while nobody's in the room? You know what I'm saying? Like, he very much became that kind of dude. And he was just like, hey, what's up, cool kids? I'm Glenethan Danzig. And we, you know,
don't
like,
tell your parents.
Don't tell your parents. And we're like, bitch, we are the fucking parents.
We are
parents.
The parents.
We're parents. I don't know what this guy's talking about. He's like, your mom and dad know that you're out? And you're like, my mom's dead.
It's funny because it's true.
So me and one cousin-in-law, we're fucking kind of like, yeah, I don't even think the Misfits are a shit. That's the fun thing about cousin-in-laws. But he was fucking into the fucking set. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, this is fucking awesome. And I would look at him for a confirmation because if I were to look at you, your head is fucking down. You have sunglasses on.
Yeah, my head's in between your shoulders, like on your back, like behind you. Yeah.
It's like middle of the fucking night. In the, you know, in the dark, you got your fucking sunglasses on, head down. I'm like, you having fun? You're like, yep. And then I go over and I see other cousin-in-law, and dude is like, if we knew that he wasn't, I'd be like, this dude's tripping balls.
Right.
Because, like, he's, like, in a fetal position, just fucking, just rocking back and forth, like, no, no, no. Like, he's like, marijuana, alcohol, this fucking sensory overload, not fucking going well with me. And I was like, man, nobody's having a good time. But then when we left, I realized, like, all of you guys were like, that was fucking great.
Yeah, we all had a great time.
Cousin-in-law that was in fetal position, he's back to normal. He's fucking good. He's just like, oh, yeah, that shit was fucking intense.
Yeah, him and I shot the shit, like, most of the, at least half the way back to the walk back to the B&B.
Yeah.
Like, we both looked like we were in the worst conditions during that set. And we were great.
But that. Just the sound, because you could tell that Dave Lombardo had a lot to do with the sound, you know, being the drummer for Slayer for so many years, and you put their sound comparably to the way the Misfits were, you're like, yeah, that was the same level, right? Just their sound, their song selection, Glenn Danzig being in a good fucking mood.
Yeah, it's...
Just happy to be doing fucking, you know, Brain Eaters and We Are 138 without being a dick about it. That was fucking pleasant. I highly recommend people check out this little band called The Misfits.
And yeah, especially if you get the shot to see that particular lineup. Because you and I, we've seen The Misfits a couple times together.
The Michael Graves era, yeah.
Yeah, and then and once where neither of them played.
yeah.
And I have to say, this was by far the best Misfits show that we had gotten to see. It was good. Highly recommended. It was definitely worth going to the Riot Fest for, because when we got those tickets, that was the only thing we knew was going on.
And then next week, we'll be talking about more reunions. We'll be talking a lot more about what's going on with Don Austin, what's behind them coming to doing this show. It is, as far as I'm aware, it's just a one-off show. It's not like they're like going back in the studio and doing this thing. You know, this is it's like one for the homies type deal.
That's fun to do every now and then.
Yeah, and I'm excited because, you know, the last Don Austin show ended with Larry having a broken neck, and so you don't want it to go out like that. I mean, that is pretty punk rock, don't get me wrong.
If ever a punk rock story was told, that's it.
Yeah. But I think we're it. I think we're done. I'm going to end it by playing Naked and Drunk by Don Austin. And then next week, I'm going to play another Don Austin song. So there you go. If you want to start subscribing, you want to start telling people about this show, please do. If you like that song at the beginning, go check out Piss Me Off. They're an awesome band from Cleveland. That song's called Try to Stop Me from Piss Me Off off their recent album, Scheme of a Lifetime. Go to pissmeoff48.bandcamp.com. Go download that record, dude. It's fucking sick as shit. Kind of remind me of Feds. And I don't know, the song gets me hype. It's one of my morning kind of get shit done. And I'm like, I really like the Try to Stop Me. So I hit up one of the homies in the band and said, yeah, sure. I don't give a fuck. Why the fuck do you think I'd give a shit? You fucking played our song on your dumb pot? I don't fucking care. And I was like, thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. Until next time, my name's Eagle.
I'm also Eagle.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Who knew that? Who knew? We'll catch you on the bang. We'll see you next time. Walking in front of the fire, it's a gun, the bullet, the arm.